This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some political commentary, let you listen to some rock and roll. No, that's Alex's job. The crew telling me to sing here. I can't sing on the Alex Jones. Alex Jones sings on the Alex Jones. Specifically this song. I wouldn't want to butcher it. A never-ending wheel. All right, we got some other political news. Let's go to Tulsi Gabbard on Don Trump Jr.'s show on Rumble. And she responds to the idea floated out by Don Jr. about being the vice president. Here it is.
All about vice president, something I've also seen a bunch here. And actually, for the last few weeks, how are you responding to that call?
I'd be honored. I'd be honored to serve my country in that way. I'd be honored to actually be in a position to help President Trump execute his policies, bringing the experience that I have had of being on the front lines of many of these battles and actually understanding what we're up against. And so whether you're talking about securing the border, reducing inflation, improving our economy, stopping these Democrats and establishment Republicans, stopping these warmongers from continuing to push us closer and closer to war, not just in one country, but in multiple regions across the world. These are things, if I had the opportunity and privilege of being able to serve and support President Trump in actually executing these policies, I'd be honored to do so.
What's your prediction for 2024 right now?
You know, I'm encouraged to see the polls showing that President Trump is leading President Biden in many of these key states. But I think it is critical. It is critical that no one.
So, you know, there's actually a lot to unpack in that short clip. Like, before I even get into the idea of the vice president, you know what's incredible? Don Jr., his show Triggered, does well on Rumble, but he has the Rumble mic flag. He does it exclusively on Rumble. I mean, even that alone is so huge that it's hard to grasp, because it just shows that all these corrupted social media platforms that are the mainstream are not necessary anymore. And while obviously, yeah, you might get a larger reach on YouTube, or you might reach new people more so on YouTube than Rumble, it just shows a sign of the times. Now, as far as Tulsi Gabbard being the vice president, first of all, Don Jr. is a genius for asking that question. Whether he did that intentionally and planned it this way or not, he's a genius, because that's basically an endorsement from Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, that is a kind of a roundabout endorsement of President Trump from Tulsi Gabbard right there, saying she would be honored to be Trump's vice president. Now, I don't think Trump would choose Tulsi Gabbard just because of her history as a Democrat. I would like Tulsi Gabbard as a vice president. I think it'd be a good vice president. And I think she has a lot of good policy ideas, even if they do come from the left. that might be fresh and good for Donald Trump. And I think it helps him in an election. I think a lot of Democrats would vote with Tulsi Gabbard on that ticket. But I'm not sure that's how Trump sees it.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, one of the biggest and easiest things we can fix is wasteful government spending. And my, oh my, is it wasteful. If you could put a percentage on how much government spending is wasteful, what would that percentage be? Well, some of these numbers we have for you in this hour will give you a good idea. Now, remember, I teased earlier, and I want to follow up with this. I don't want you to forget. And if you missed it, we'll give you an opportunity to get in on the fun. How much money do you think the city of New York spends on illegal immigrants every year? I want you to think of a number in your head, and we'll have it for you this hour. How much money per year does New York City spend on illegal immigrants according to their own numbers, according to their own data? We crunched the numbers for a yearly budget. What do you think that number is? We will have that for you coming up. But that's one example. Here's another example. You have Thomas Hochman digging into the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Act. And what he finds here is the classic example of wasteful government spending. But this is in everything. Remember the omnibus bill and everything we learned about that one? I mean, there's some famous ones of all time, like the U.S. government funded shrimps running on treadmills. It's like a $5 million program to study shrimps running on treadmills. Very popular video. We use it sometimes on our shows for a good laugh. It's a tiny little shrimp running on a treadmill. Can't even make this up. I feel like I could do that for maybe $500. I could probably get a shrimp to run on a treadmill. I don't know if I have the engineering skills to build a treadmill for a shrimp, but I probably could figure it out. Well, they did it for $5 million, and it gave us a great video. That's about it. Shrimp running on a treadmill for $5 million. But this is the National Electrical Vehicle Infrastructure Bill, and Thomas Hochman digs in here. On December 15th, 2023, the Department of Energy and Department of Transportation announced the opening of America's first EV fast charging stations funded through the NIVE formula program in Ohio and New York. This announcement for merely 8 charging stations comes more than 2 years after the passage of the IIJA. 8 charging stations. This is a $5 billion National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Charging Program passed in 2021, has so far led to 8 charging stations. 8. DC Drano, he doesn't have to be a mathematician, but he did the math. So Biden's infrastructure bill allocated $5 billion towards building charging stations, and only 8 have been built. Not 8,000, not 800, 8 for $5 billion. Actually, we'll have to crunch the math, guys. Let's see how much one of these charging stations costs. $5 billion divided by 8. You're just shy of a billion. You're just shy of a billion per charging station. Stop. Oh, what did I do wrong? I should have been in the electric vehicle charging station game. I'd be a billionaire. I want the official number. What is it, like 700 million per station? Wow. How much you want to bet it's a nice friend of the Democrats that gets 700 million per charging station? No, give, put a, I want a calculator on the screen, and I want to do 5 billion divided by 8. This should not be so funny. But it is. But it's just so typical. This is just so typical. This is your perfect example of wasteful government spending. Remember, Rand Paul went through the last omnibus bill and just pulled out all these different things that they're spending money on. It's just ludicrous stuff. Like, you know, gay monkeys and just, I mean, just stuff that has no place in any government spending ever. So you tell me how they get $5 billion allocated for electric vehicle charging stations and they only build 8. That's $625 million a pop. Wow. Wow. What are those charging stations made of? Platinum? Gold? Mithril? $625 million per charging station. And who's getting these contracts? Who is getting these deals? You know it's a Democrat. Hell, it might be John Kerry. No, I'm not being facetious. John Kerry has major investments in multiple green energy enterprises. And then he runs the whole green climate scam agenda from the White House. Isn't it beautiful? Oh, but the Democrats... The Democrats are the party of the poor. The Democrats are the party that are fighting back against the elite. Notice how the Democrats never call out their own rich Hollywood celebrities. Notice how the Democrats never call out their own, like John Kerry, who has multiple private jets that he flies around the world in. Rules for thee, but not for me. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if John Kerry somehow made a lot of money on this national electric vehicle infrastructure bill. $5 billion, 8 charging stations. And nobody even bats an eye. Nobody even knows. So, okay. Maybe innocent enough, the usage of $5 billion. Maybe it's innocent enough. I mean, that's probably, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you had a bidding war, hey, I need you to make me an electric vehicle charging station, and you had a bidding war, and somebody said, well, I can do it for $625 million. Wow, what a deal. What a deal. All right. Now, not so innocent, the illegal immigration that's going on via the Biden administration and the $100 billion industry that it is. So I'm going to get to the number. Let me remind you one more time. I want you to get a number in your head. I mean, think reasonably. I guess now that you've heard an electric vehicle charging station costs $625 billion when Democrats are running the show, then, you know, maybe that changes your answer. But you got a minute before we go. So how much per year do you think New York City spends on illegal immigrants? How much per year? According to their own numbers, when you crunch it and put it on annually on a spreadsheet, get a number in your head. How much per year? How many dollars per year does New York City spend on illegal immigrants? We got that coming up. But just more illegal immigrant fun under the Biden administration. Migrant charged with raping teenager at Rockland Hotel being used as an illegal immigrant shelter. Man living at illegal immigrant shelter at Rockland Hotel charged with child rape. So this nice, loving illegal immigrant from Haiti raped a 15-year-old girl. Well, at least the Democrats are actually keeping him in jail. He's not being released. Well, yet. So, nice, loving Biden illegal immigrant from Haiti comes in, rapes a 15-year-old girl. Does her life matter? Twice deported illegal immigrant accused of raping four children aged 6 through 12 while teaching at a church.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors. that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
So, how much money do you think the city of New York spends per year on illegal immigrants? Well, we now have the number. According to their own documents, New York City spends a stunning $387 per illegal immigrant per day on food and housing. And they say they have just shy of 65,000 illegal immigrants that they're paying $387 per day. So we crunched the numbers. Well, Wall Street Silver crunched the numbers. There it is on the screen. So at $387 per day, at 64,800 illegal immigrants, that's $25,077,600 per day. And by 365 days in a year, that's $9.15 billion per year. Where did you have the number in your head when I asked you earlier? Did you have it at $9 billion? $9 billion. $9 billion for illegal immigrants. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly one of the biggest frustrations because it's one of the easiest things to fix. Truly, it's one of the easiest things to fix. $9 billion a year for illegal immigrants in New York alone, just in one city. So, I mean, you're talking a $100 billion a year industry that is illegal immigration. $100 billion a year. $5 billion for 8 electric vehicle charging stations. Do we even realize what all this money could do for the United States of America? How about $300 billion for Ukraine? I mean, we're talking about in 1 year, $500 billion in wasteful spending that we just know, that we can just recall off the top of our head because it's right there in front of us every day. $500 billion, $500 billion a year in just complete wasteful spending on stuff that doesn't help us at all. You wouldn't have to drive through cities like Austin, Texas, and hit a massive pothole every other block. You wouldn't have to live in communities like San Francisco or Baltimore or St. Louis, where there are areas that are so dangerous and violent and riddled with crime that you can't even go there. You wouldn't have to worry about walking around in San Francisco and stepping in a pile of human feces. You wouldn't have to worry about collapsing infrastructure that leads to train derailments, bridge collapses. You wouldn't have to worry about a depleted energy reserve. You wouldn't have to worry about a depleted military stock. We wouldn't have to worry. You wouldn't have to walk into an airport falling apart, musty, rats and cockroaches running all over the place. We wouldn't have to worry about any of that. We would have the best infrastructure. You wouldn't have to worry about going to a subway and having it looking like it could fall off the rails. We could have the best infrastructure, the best roads, the best bridges, the best airports, everything. We could have it all. We could be the sprawling metropolis. I think it really hits people. They see what it looks like in downtown Tokyo or major metropolitan areas in China or Russia or the Middle East, Qatar, the UAE. And people are saying, why can't we have downtowns like that? Why can't we have major metropolitan areas and infrastructure like that? Why do we get the grungiest, falling apart, collapsing infrastructure? It's like we haven't consciously realized that we're living in a third world state in many of these areas. And that's what it is. So why do you have to experience a third world hellhole when you go downtown to dinner or you go downtown to a ball game or a concert? Why do you have to experience a third world hellhole lifestyle? Because we spend $5 billion on 8 electric vehicle charging machines and we spend $9 billion a year in New York City alone on illegal immigrants. And they're about to bring in the Haitians, by the way. What do you think this means? What do you think this means? Biden administration plans to use Guantanamo Bay as processing center for Haitian migrants. That means they're going to bring them here. It's the same deal. They're trying to set up this like floating military base. And they say, oh, there's not going to be any boots. So what, you got robots building it? They're just lying. They say, well, there's not going to be any boots there. There's not going to be any Americans there building this military port off the Gaza Strip. There's no, nope. So I guess they have robots that are going to be building it. They didn't explain that. No, they're just lying. Why would the Biden administration be building a port, a military port, off the Gaza Strip? Because they're bringing the Palestinians here too, folks. So they're about to bring the Haitians in. They're about to bring the Palestinians in. And what do you think these individuals will contribute to our society? What do you think these new illegal immigrants will do for the United States of America? Well, they'll get freebies from the government, from money the government stole from you. But other than that, that's probably about the only contribution they'll make, or rather, they'll take. And it doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to live like this. It's one of the easiest fixes, but yet here we are, year after year, our money stolen. And Democrats and Republicans paying off their friends, giving money to illegal immigrants, giving money to foreign countries. Our downtowns are collapsing. Our infrastructures are collapsing. We're becoming a third world nation in some of our most sprawling metropolis or formerly sprawling metropolis cities. And none of it has to be going on. There is no good excuse for it. We're being stolen from. We're being robbed. We're being sold out by traitors in our government. Simple as that. But it's good. It's good that InfoWars is still on air here to tell the story. It's good that InfoWars is still on air here, the most independent media out there, to bring you this news. Because it needs to be brought to you, and it's all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, this is the elite flagship supplement when it comes to telomere support, cellular energy production. It is truly the elite. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus. I mean, you look at these ingredients, the PQQ, the CoQ10. Look into what they can do for your body for telomere support. You know, other products have tried to enter the market for telomere support, and they come and go because they don't know what to do. They bring them onto the market and it's like $500 for like one bottle of these competing products. And then people don't want to pay $500. So they just leave the market. I mean, we sell them at a fraction of that cost already. And now it's even 50% off that. So it's the best product on the market for telomere support. Plus, you support free speech in the process. DNA Force Plus, 50% off right now while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
New Biden, confused and disoriented, just dropped. This is just, it's just embarrassing, folks. He now has to get drug around by the arm. So they tried to do a campaign events with him today, and it's just been a complete disaster. He literally has to be drug around because he can't walk. He doesn't know where he is, where he's going, what he's supposed to be doing. So it looks like the drugs that they had him on from the State of the Union are finally wearing off. And did you notice this is the second time I really have noticed this? It may have been the case with all of his State of the Union addresses, but really the last two I've noticed that Biden will be completely dormant for about a week or two before the State of the Union. Then he gives the State of the Union all hopped up, and it's like, whoa, who is this guy? he's hopped up on something. And then for like a week or two after the State of the Union, he's like still got the energy and he's still all hopped up. But then he crashes hard whenever the thing wears off. So I don't know what that is. But it's obviously happening. So he's on the twilight now of whatever they had him on for the State of the Union, and he is crashing hard. So, I mean, they tried to have some campaign events for him today. Minor events nonetheless. It's really fake rallies, I would say, is what they are. But you saw earlier he was confused and disoriented at that house or whatever, and the media had to be shuffled away. You're not allowed to film Biden when he's confused and not knowing where he is. And then there is the latest where he's literally being dragged around by his arm because he can't walk or he doesn't know where he is or where he's supposed to go. Can you imagine what this is like in the White House? Can you imagine what it's like behind closed doors? Wow. By the way, more news on this measles deal. Can't say I'm surprised when you have a measles outbreak and you put it at an international airport, one of the biggest airports in America, Chicago O'Hare. I mean, really, that's got to be top five, I would imagine. Chicago O'Hare, probably top five. And so, yeah, we've got an illegal immigrant housing shelter, and it's filled with measles. Oh, Cincinnati Health Department warns of potential measles exposure. So they're in Cincinnati. U.S. measles milestone. 59 cases so far in 2024, more than all of 2023. Loving illegal immigrant measles for you. Boston doctor assesses risk of measles outbreak in Massachusetts. Here are the 17 states reporting measles cases. Now let me just kind of frame all this. All of these stories are from this week. The original reporting of the measles at the Chicago airport happened Monday. And then since, you've had Boston and Cincinnati and now 17 states reporting mass measles outbreaks. That's what you call cause and effect. Here are the 17 states. Florida, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Washington, Arizona, California, Michigan, Minnesota, Louisiana, New York, Georgia, Indiana, Maryland, Missouri, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia, all have had a measles outbreak. So they bring in the illegal immigrants with measles. If you wanted to spread a virus, what do they do in the movie 12 Monkeys? I'm sorry if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert. They go to the airport to spread the virus. They go to the airport to spread the virus. You bring in illegal immigrants. They've got disease. You shelter them at the airport. And then what do? You spread the disease. But isn't that great for Big Pharma? Because they've got a measles vaccine ready to go. This story is also from this week. In the Atlantic, the return of measles, the return. It was literally brought in by the Biden administration. They brought in the measles. So the Biden administration brings in the measles with the illegal immigrants and then stations them at an airport to spread it around the country. And now they've got a measles vaccine for you. But see, it's not your normal, you get the MMR vaccine when you're a kid or whatever. No, now it's your annual measles vaccine. Yeah! How loving and liberal! So they bring in the illegal immigrants, they spread measles, and then they have the vaccine for you. If you wanted to spread a virus, where would you go? You'd go to the airport. And that's what they've done. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Oh. When is the last time you have been to New York City? where they spend $9 billion annually on illegal immigrants? When was the last time you've been there? It's been a couple years for me. Been there quite a bit in my life, but probably haven't been there since... I think we were there briefly at some time in 2020. Because I think I remember we were going around trying to find some place we could eat or have a drink without having to wear a mask or deal with like a vaccine checkpoint. But I don't know. I can't. It's been a while since I've been to New York City. But I remember going as a kid, and it was the coolest thing ever. And it, for the most part, you know, the streets were clean and people were friendly. And it was safe. I remember I'd go out, and me and my dad would be out till like 3-4 in the morning, just looking at the sights. I just always love downtowns and the lights and the buildings, and a lot of things are open late in New York City. And we'd go to our hotel and sleep and go to a ball game. And now when you go to New York City, since the Democrats have gotten back in control, it stinks like trash and sewage. There's literally mountains of trash all over the streets. And rats are running around like wild. And, of course, the poverty, the homelessness, the violence, now the illegal immigrants. But that was my last experience of New York City. Just rats and trash everywhere. And it just stinks. I mean, the scent, it's like, oh my gosh, you get hit with an updraft. I mean, just folks, they're now cooking rats. New York City street cuisine. They cook rats. And look, people are saying, oh, it's the illegal immigrants coming over here cooking rats. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. It doesn't matter. They're cooking freaking rats. And this is just one video. There's dozens of these videos. This is not an isolated thing. But, I mean, what are you going to do? You're broke. You're living in New York City. You know, everything's shut down. You go, and there's friggin' huge rats running around. You go catch a rat and eat it. That's what you do in third world countries. Oh, my gosh. See what I'm talking about? We don't have to live like this. New York City does not have to be a third world hellhole where you catch your dinner a rat running in between trash mountains. But this is what we have now. And it's easy to blame the Democrats for that, and it's fair. This happens mostly in Democrat-run cities and areas. But Republicans vote for the bills, too. Republicans vote for the bills that give hundreds of billions to Ukraine. Republicans vote for the bills that give $5 billion for electric vehicle charging stations and only 8 get built. The Republicans vote for the omnibus bills that are all this wasteful spending. So yeah, I mean, it's the Democrats on the front line. It's actually destroying things, but the Republicans give them the green light to do it. I mean, this is crazy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. airport. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So this is hilarious. About 5 minutes ago, Joe Biden begins speaking at his fake campaign events. I say fake because this isn't a real presidential campaign. He's doing like these tiny backroom events that they whisper into the wind the existence of because they don't want anybody to know about it for obvious reasons. They don't want you to see Joe Biden on the trail. They don't want the public to know because a bunch of protesters will show up and thousands of Trump supporters will show up and it'll be just a total embarrassment. And then, you know, if they want to steal the election again, how could you believe that when Biden has a rally and more Trump supporters show up? So about 5 minutes ago, Biden starts speaking. And in the break, I tell the crew, I'm like, hey, let's pull up that Biden speech. We'll go to it next segment. And they say, well, do you want us to rewind it? And I said, well, he'll probably still be speaking. So we'll just let it play live. We'll pick it up. He spoke for 5 minutes, folks, and he's already done. He's already done. That's your campaign. That's your campaign event. That's your president. A 5 minute quote unquote speech. This guy's pathetic. And all those yuppies pretending like he knows what he's doing or he's in charge or he's physically or mentally fit. You're just a joke. You are just a complete joke. I mean, I didn't expect Biden to go long, but I figured more than 5 minutes at a supposed campaign event. Nope. Nope. Spoke for 5 minutes and was done on the campaign trail. Very serious stuff. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Joe Biden. Very serious. Mm-hmm. Can't even speak for 5 minutes. All right, we still got a lot here coming up. I do want to take calls in the third hour, but let's look at another issue here. And we got an update on the TikTok ban that we'll get into, but Let's look at another issue here, and I talked about this earlier. Biden mourns non-binary teen who just wanted to be accepted and committed suicide. Now, let's recall, they lied about this whole thing. They lied and said that this non-binary teenager from Oklahoma was beaten up and bullied to death because libs of TikTok inspired it. Well, it turns out that nobody involved in any of this had ever even heard of libs of TikTok. That was just the American left lying about Chaya Rychik. And that's what they do. Well, it turns out that she committed suicide. One of the top end results to gender confusion that liberals and Democrats instill into the youth. But Biden puts out a tweet basically saying transphobia got this kid killed. I mean, it's just insane. But again, where is Biden tweeting for the veteran that kills himself today or tomorrow or next week? They don't give any wind to that. They don't put any air into the lungs of that situation. But, oh, transphobia leads to this. No, you confusing children leads to this. You sexually indoctrinating children with lies and propaganda leads to this. It's also insane. Planet Fitness bans woman after she calls out man shaving in women's locker room. Now, this woman, she took a picture of the dude. It's a dude. I mean, it's a freaking dude. Not even trying to look like a woman or act like a woman. It's a full-grown man in the women's locker room, and there's little girls in there in their towels. And this dude is in there shaving his beard. And so the woman's like, what the hell's going on? There's these teenage girls over here, and this man isn't getting access? So she takes a picture. She turns it in. She gets banned from the gym. And the dude that shaves his beard in front of teenage girls in the locker room gets to shave and stay. So, do you want to hear about the secret sex club for kids? Yeah. Let's hear about the liberal secret sex clubs for kids in clip 11.
And also in California, anger over an LGBT club for kids in 3rd to 6th grade. Parents are saying the school kept the club secret and complain of receiving no notification that it was happening.
NTD's Daniel Monahan spoke with an education activist and mother of four from the school district about the case.
Parents at Elk Grove's Pleasant Grove Elementary School say they were alarmed to discover a third grade teacher was allowed to personally invite all the 3rd through 6th grade classes to a new LGBT club he was starting called the UBU Club. Education activist Heidi Moore discusses the club.
Their children were essentially being recruited, some as young as 2nd grade, by a teacher there. And he was going around telling them that if they... it was a club for boys who crush on boys or girls who crush on girls, but that anyone could come because there were fun games that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Moore says permission slips were required for all other clubs and that all available activities were listed in the weekly newsletter.
It just seems that everything they did was very obviously trying to hide it from parents because they didn't require permission slips. They didn't tell parents. They didn't put it in the newsletter and they held it at lunchtime.
The club's organizer, teacher Daniel Bishop, shared a photo on Facebook of a t-shirt that reads, "I'm the teacher Fox News warns you about," writing, "I think I found my back-to-school shirt." Parents took their complaints and questions to the Elk Grove Unified School Board at a school board meeting earlier this month.
This board has created a district culture where child sexualization isn't the exception, it's the rule.
The establishment of a gay club in elementary school raises concerns about age appropriateness. While fostering inclusivity is vital, it's crucial to evaluate the developmental readiness of our children's young minds for such discussions.
While I understand the importance of providing a safe space for all, I am deeply troubled by the intentional deception regarding the UBU Club.
If this school board had existed in 2005, you'd all be the villains in an episode of Criminal Minds.
In email communication with parents, Pleasant Grove principal Deidre Wood wrote that the club was accidentally left out of the newsletter and would be mentioned in a future newsletter. Wood also said the purpose of the UBU club is to provide a safe, accepting space for students of the LGBT community. According to Moore, third graders are far too young to be discussing sexuality.
If you want to talk to your children about that, then that's your right. And just like it's any other parent's right to be in control of when they talk to their kids about sexuality and how they do it. And when the school is secretly going around to second and third graders and recruiting them to a club that involves sexual orientation and possible conversations, private conversations about their sexual orientation, and then being told to keep secrets, that's super concerning. And it's a huge red flag.
Moore says the school district has informed them that the UBU club has been put on pause, but says parents at the school feel that their trust has already been broken. Daniel Monahan, NTD News.
Now, do we really have to pretend to be so naive here? A secret gay sex club for kids? I mean, come on. If a guy pulls up in a rusty white van that says free candy, kids, just get in the trunk, it's pretty safe to assume what's going on there. Let's not be so naive what a secret sex club for kids is all about. You say, well, it's LGBTQ, it's safe space, it's just pride. Can you imagine if there was a straight sex club for kids? What if a teacher decided, I'm going to take young boys and teach them about their heterosexuality, and I'm going to show them Playboy magazines? Would that be accepted? Of course not. That'd be inappropriate too. But oh, it's gay pride. It's left gay sex, so it's cool. But oh, but we're going to keep it secret from your parents because that's just safe. That makes you feel comfortable. Well, you know, there's a reason why Gays Against Groomers exists, and their direction and idea was, you could say, ahead of its time, but the time has now arrived. America's support for same-sex marriage declines for the first time since 2015, according to a Public Religion Research Institute survey. So most culturally conservative, politically conservative individuals have kind of given up the political fight when it comes to gay marriage, let's say. I mean, even there's very little pushback against a lot of the stuff that goes on. But now it's crossed such a threshold where they're doing secret LGBTQ clubs for kids and not telling the parents. And they're doing genital mutilation and chemical castration of kids and not telling the parents. So yeah, where do you think this goes? Now it reverses all those years. Oh, it was all about gay marriage. We just want to get married to our same-sex partner. Well, now you've gone too far. You've got the kids and it's going to...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce. 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.